You're watching Press TV's News Review, where we look deeper into some of the top stories of the day. Stay tuned, everybody. On this News Review, Russia says the United States has betrayed and abandoned Kurds in northern Syria amid the Turkish offensive there. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the U.S. appears to be encouraging Syrian Kurds to stay close to the border to confront Turkey. He advised them to withdraw from the border to avoid being mauled by the Turkish army. The comments by the Kremlin spokesman came a day after Ankara and Moscow adopted a joint memorandum on the situation in northeast Syria. They agreed that Russian and Syrian forces are deployed to the area to remove YPG Kurdish militants from the border with Turkey. And also, the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman says that his country welcomes any action that brings stability to Syria and secures its territorial integrity. Abbas Mousavi was commenting on a Tuesday agreement Russia and Turkey reached to remove YPG Kurds from northern Syria. Mousavi said the agreement is a positive step towards stability in Syria. He stressed that Iran has always encouraged parties to engage in talks. Mousavi said the Adana deal that Turkey and Syria signed 21 years ago on their bilateral ties still serves as a suitable framework for removing security concerns. Also, in his remarks, the Iranian official welcomed the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. Mousavi emphasized on finding intra-regional solutions to end conflicts in the Middle East. Well, joining us now on this edition of the News Review, we have Zahra Al-Durzi, our correspondent, who's with us from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Also joining us from Budapest, we have a research fellow at Global Policy Institute, Mr. George Samueli. Welcome to the program. Let's start off with our correspondent, Zahra, in Damascus. Zahra, bring us up to speed on the recent developments in northeastern Syria. Most notably, the implementation of the recent deal agreed upon between Russia and Turkey.
Yes, starting from the recent updates on about the agreement that was reached between Turkey and Russia, a Russian military police convoy crossed to the city of Kobani on Syria-Turkey border through the strategic bridge of Karakozak in northeastern Syria. Heading of the convoy means that the agreement have started to be implemented by the parties of the agreement. This agreement was reached by our power cards, both of Turkey and Russia has in their hands. The Turkish has the power card in the Turkish hand is that the agreement that was reached last week between the United States and Turkey that allows the Turkish army and Turkish-backed militant groups to enter to the Syrian territories, to the areas that are described to be the safe zone by Turkey. By the way, and the way Russian have a power card that is the U.S. withdrawal from Syria, and that the U.S. abandoned to the Kurds and transformation in the northeastern of the Euphrates to be an international conflict zone.
Indeed, George Samueli in Budapest. First of all, give us your thoughts on this memorandum between Ankara and Moscow, and also the positive responses that it has received so far. Iran has said that this is a step in the right direction.
Well, it obviously is a step in the right direction. The agreement between Russia and Turkey is much superior to the previous between the United States and Turkey that allowed Turkey just to invade Syria's sovereign territory and do what it wants to do. This actually puts strict restrictions on what Turkey may do. I mean, you're setting up this 30-kilometer secure zone. The Russians and the Syrians will in the first place remove any YPG militants that are still within that secure zone. And then subsequent to that, there will be joint Russian and Turkish patrols to ensure that there isn't any infiltration from the YPG. It's not an ideal solution. But it does, in some ways, respect Syrian sovereignty, which is really very important, something that the United States doesn't care at all about. And it is a step in resolving the final conflict. What is interesting is whether there was also a secret understanding between Russia and Turkey as to Idlib, because that may well have been the price Russia extracted from Erdogan, which is, okay, we will grant you this 30-kilometer security zone, but give us a free hand on Idlib.
And also, we heard the recent comments coming from the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. This is, of course, still for you, Mr. Samueli. He stated that the United States has betrayed and abandoned the Kurds, and it also, in his words, appears that the U.S. Seems to be encouraging Syrian Kurds to stay close to the border to confront Turkey. What do you think the U.S.'s angle is with regards to the Kurds?
Oh, I think the U.S. is doing what it's always done. It's acting as a spoiler. Its influence in Syria is now much diminished. It has failed in all of its policies in Syria, namely its attempt to topple the government in Damascus. So what it's now doing is perhaps instigating some sort of a conflict between the Kurds and Turkey, the Kurds and Russia, the Kurds and Syrian government forces. And most seriously, the United States is pledging to control the oil fields and therefore preventing Syria from using its own resources to rebuild its country from this the devastating war. So the United States is playing an entirely destructive, awful role in Syria, just keeping the conflict going and preventing the Syrian people from rebuilding their country.
Zahar, our guest, believes that the United States is playing a totally destructive role. I'd like to get your final comments on the issue as well.
Yes, the guest said, the U.S. is preventing Damascus to take control of these oil fields, which are located in the eastern of Euphrates, that the U.S. worked on taking control of through the four last years. But here we have to indicate also that the time also of this withdrawal and trying to keep the control of the oil fields is also connected to the opening the land borders between Iraq and Syria, which also made the land link between starting from Beirut to Damascus to Iraq and ending in Tehran and maybe reaching to the U.S. is trying to prevent the implementation and reaching to such a land link between the.
Very well.
The U.S. by withdrawal from the eastern of Euphrates transformed this area to be an international conflict zone. Also, the agreement between Russia and Moscow will work on reducing the conflict between Ankara and
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Zahar Al-Durzi, our correspondent, joining us from Damascus. Also, thanks to research fellow at Global Policy Institute, Mr. George Samueli, who's joining us from Budapest. That's it with this edition of the News Review. Stay tuned, though. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Bye for now.